Oroville, Tuesday, September 15th, 2009. Here's the news with Marlenka on mic and Yahalom in studio. Predictions for daily rainfall continue as sunshine beams upon us. Temperature range 27 to 31 with southwesterly winds 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. The work on town planning accelerates. Some of Oroville's architects, David, Pino, Prashant, and Tajaswini, just visited Ahmedabad to consult with Mr. Doshi, eminent architect planner, academician, philosopher, and member of governing board of Oroville Foundation. One of the things that Mr. Doshi suggested as a short-term intervention was to create some interesting landscaped meeting places at various locations in Oroville where people can get together and meet to exchange ideas. A meeting on this today at Sochu, Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, 4 p.m. Prashant, this meeting is about planning landscape meeting places, no?
This is actually about planning and designing meeting places for the community, because this is like a short-term intervention that we plan to do while developing the city. There are medium-term, short-term, and long-term interventions that is part of the planning process. And this is a short-term intervention where we're trying to design spaces with the help of community and the inputs from the community on where people can meet, they can talk to each other. Today, if you want to meet somebody, we have to go to that person's place, or we have to meet them at one of the cafes, solar cafe or visitor center. But there's no outdoor space where we actually can meet. There are buildings and there are beautiful forests we have. But we need something in between, where like a platform or some seatings under the tree where, you know, people can sit down, relax, and, you know, talk about whatever they want to talk. So
like a park setting.
It is more like a park setting, but also could be a street corner, could be a space near solar kitchen or certitude where kids come to play. So their mom, the mothers who are taking care of them, should be sitting, looking around. I mean, there's a lot of conversation that goes on, and we would like to create some interesting spaces where people can sit. And there are a lot of other places, you know, we can think of, like the new housing complexes that are coming along. How do we connect these landscape spaces together to connect these buildings together? So. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're creating intermediate spaces.
When you say intermediate or short-term implementation, until what would you say?
We are looking at something that can be conceptualized, designed, and completed in about two and a half months. That's the time frame we are looking at. And we will do a few of them, two, three of them, and see how it goes and learn from that and eventually improve upon, and maybe we can come with some better designs, better locations. And basically, it's one of the prototype and where we are doing a trial and error method. We learn from it and then we move on. Right now, we're looking only at the city area. Eventually, we may expand it to the green belt, because we believe that there are different atmosphere. There's a different atmosphere in different areas. So we could go to green belt, but right now we're only looking at the city area.
Anything else you'd like to add concerning town planning, the work that you're doing? You talked with Mr. Doshi recently.
What actually keeps coming out of our conversations with Mr. Doshi is that the community has to be involved and community has to actively take part. Planning is not just a job of some technical people sitting on drawing boards and computers and doing some drawings and coming up with some schemes that can be implemented. It is a has to be a very participatory. It is a very political process where different diverse viewpoints have to come together have to merge. But the community has to be involved. They can't say that we are not non-technical people. How can we participate in planning? But their ideas are very, very important and their inputs are very important because what we build is where they are going to live. So it's very important that we have the inputs. Otherwise, this is going to be somebody who puts some planning place and it gets built, and that may not be the right place. We've seen those examples around the world, many places, where towns are built, but they're not as per the lifestyles and the way people wanted them to be.
The Oroville Film Festival 2009 is getting closer. It starts 23rd and goes through 27th September. It features films made in Oroville and or about Oroville. A detailed announcement is promised for next week. But volunteers will be gratefully accepted for implementing the event and its ambiance, for capturing the spirit of the festival in writing or in film, and for performing various functions deemed necessary between now and the festival. To volunteer, contact Oroville Film Festival at oroville.org.in as soon as possible. Consciousness is not only power of awareness of self and things, It has also a dynamic and creative energy. It can determine its own reactions or abstain from reactions. Consciousness is a reality inherent in existence. That from Sri Aurobindo. The news is an echo of the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, contact AurovilleRadio.org. And thanks for listening.